Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible, the original version from which the King James Version was interpreted from the scrolls. If you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. I have some commercial announcements. If you need auto body supplies, parts, or vehicle parts, go to partsautomotive.biz. Parts, P-A-R-T-S, automotive.biz. Or autobodyparts1968.com. That's autobodyparts, ending with an S, 1968.com. If you need baby diapers, you can go to Roderick1.com. That's Roderick's, ending with an S, 1, and then .com. Looking for some good Christian alternative music? Well, I sing at songcastmusic.com/profiles, ending with an S, / Roderick White. Again, that is songcastmusic.com/profiles/ Roderick White. Now, all of these businesses that I have, I use to support the ministries in buying Bibles for people who request them. So lend a helping hand. All right, now I'm going to the lesson. And it goes to say, what the Messiah has freed us for is freedom. Therefore, stand firm and don't let yourselves be tied up again to a yoke of slavery. Mark my words, I sure all tell you that if you undergo Brit Milah, the Messiah will be of no advantage to you at all. Again, I warn you, any man who undergoes Brit Milah is obligated to observe the entire Torah. You who are trying to be declared righteous by God through legalism, have severed yourselves from the Messiah. You have fallen away from God's grace. For it is by the power of the Spirit who work in us because we trust and are faithful that we confidently expect our hope of attaining righteousness to be fulfilled. When we are united with the Messiah, Yeshua, neither being circumcised nor being uncircumcised matters. What matters is trusting faithfulness expressing itself through love. You were running the race well. Who has stopped you from following the truth? Whatever means of persuasion he used was not from the one who calls you. It takes only little hamats to leaven the whole batch of dough. I am confident that since you are united with the Lord, you will take no other view. And I am confident that the one who has been disturbing you, whoever he may be, will have to hear to bear his punishment. As for me, brothers, if I am still preaching that circumcision is necessary, why am I still being persecuted? If that were the case, my preaching about the execution state would cause no offense whatever. I wish the people who are bothering you go the whole way and castrate themselves. For brothers, you were called to be free. Only do not let that freedom become an excuse for allowing your old nature to have its way. So the brothers and sisters here, were always coming up with the fact of circumcision or uncircumcision, the Torah's law. But remember, the Torah enslaves and Yeshua frees. So when we learn Yeshua's ways to forgive our brother of their trespasses even 70 times more, we learn to live by the Spirit. And this is what pondered Shaul, and which stumbled many other brothers, that they haven't learned to live by the Spirit. And they're going by the old traditional laws of man of the Torah, which enslaves. It says, for the whole of the Torah is summed up in this one sentence: love your neighbor as yourself. But if you go on snapping at each other and tearing each other to pieces without, watch out, and you will be destroyed by each other. What I am saying is this: run your lives by the Spirit. Then you will not do what your old nature wants. So we live by Spirit so as not to do what our nature wants. For the old nature wants what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit wants what is contrary to the old nature. These oppose each other, so that you find yourselves unable to carry out your good intentions. But if you are led by the Spirit, then you are not in subjection to the system that results from perverting the Torah into legalism. And it is perfectly evident what the old nature does. It expresses itself in sexual immorality, impurity, and indecency, involvement with the occult and with drugs, in feuding, fighting, becoming jealous, getting angry. So people say that the scriptures doesn't mention about drugs. Here it does. We're not supposed to involve ourselves with the occult or with drugs. In feuding, fighting, becoming jealous, and getting angry, and self-ambition, factionalism, intrigue, and envy, and drunkenness, orgies, things like these. I warn you now as I have warned you before. Those who do such things will have no share in the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. Nothing in the Torah stands against such things. Moreover, those who belong to the Messiah, Yeshua, have put their old nature to death on the stake, along with its passions and desires. Since it is through the Spirit that we have life, let it also be through the Spirit that we order our lives day by day. Let us not be conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Brothers, suppose someone is caught doing something wrong. You who have the Spirit should set him right, but in a spirit of humility, keeping an eye on yourselves so that you won't be tempted too. Bear one another's burdens. In this way, you will be fulfilling the Torah's true meaning, which the Messiah upholds. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is really nothing, he is fooling himself. So let each of you scrutinize his own actions. Then if you do find something to boast about, at least the boasting will be based on what you have actually done, and not merely on judgment that you are better than someone else. For each person will carry his own load. But whoever is being instructed in the word should share all the good things he has with his instructor. Don't delude yourselves. No one makes a fool of God. A person reaps what he sows. Those who keep sowing in the field of their old nature in order to meet its demands will eventually reap ruin. But those who keep sowing in the field of the Spirit will reap from the Spirit's everlasting life. So, brothers and sisters, don't sow in your old nature because you don't want to reap from the old nature. You want to reap from the new nature, the Spirit, by living with the living in the Spirit. So let us not grow weary of doing what is good, for if we don't give up, we will in due time reap the harvest. Therefore, as opportunity arises, let us do what is good to everyone, especially to the family of those who are trustingly faithful. It goes to say, look at the large letters I use as I close in my own handwriting. It is those who want to look good outwardly who are trying to get you to be circumcised. The only reason they are doing it is to escape persecution for preaching about the Messiah's execution state. For even those who are getting circumcised don't observe the Torah. On the contrary, they want you to get circumcised so that they can boast of having gained your adherence. But as for me, heaven forbid that I should boast about anything except the execution stake of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Through him, as far as I am answered, the world has been put to death on the stake, and through him, as far as the world is concerned, I have been put to death on the stake. For neither being circumcised nor being uncircumcised matters. What matters is being a new creation. As many as order their lives by this rule, shalom upon them in mercy and upon the Israel of God. From now on, I don't want anyone to give me any more tosharis, because I have scars on my body to prove that I belong to Yeshua. The grace of the Lord Yeshua Messiah be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. That is the book of Galatians, and we finish with it. Tomorrow we'll be in the book of Ephesians. But what the brother is saying here is that if you live by the Spirit, you don't have the problems. Drugs will eventually go away. Being addicted to drugs because you live by the Spirit or practicing living by the Spirit, you break away from the old nature. We don't want to become ensnared in things like that. All right, that is my ministry for today, and I will be leaving you. I'm going to say a prayer for you. Good, I petition you, Adonai, that you strengthen the brothers and sisters up. Guide them and direct their footsteps. Direct them in the path of righteousness and good and love and purity. Guide them away from impure things, occult things, things of the world. Guide them away from traditions and being a slave to the Torah, but yet set them free in the Messiah, Yeshua. I pray that you open their eyes and remove the rafters from their eyes. I pray that you heal their wounds and those things that you can't take away, give them the ability to endure. I pray this in the name of your Son, Yeshua. Amen.